बिहारी जया गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी या गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी गोपी जन वल्लभ यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी ना तीर वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जया गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन नानंदन ब्रज जन यमुना तीर वन छारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी कुंज बिहारी श्री नाम संकीर्तन की। नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी विचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश दारिणे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So we welcome all the devotees. Today we are reading from the Canto 6, Chapter 2, Texts 36 and 37. Text 36 is on the board. Vimuchya tam imam bandham avidya kama karmajam sarvabhuta surhachanto मैत्रः करुण आत्मवान् विमुच्य तमिमं बन्धम् विद्याकामकर्मजम् सर्वभूतसुहृत्शान्तो मैत्रः करुण आत्मवान् विमुच्य तमिमं बन्धम् अविद्याकामकर्मजम् सर्वभूत सुहृशांतो मैत्रः करुण आत्मवान् विमुच्यतमिमं बन्धम् अविद्याकामकर्मजम् सर्वभूताशुरुच्छान्तो मैत्रः करुण आत्मवान् विमुच्यताम् इमं बन्धम् अविद्याकामकर्मजम् सर्वभूताशुरुच्छान्तो मैत्रः करुण आत्मवान् विमुच्यताम् इमं बन्धम् विद्याकामकर्मजम् सर्वभूतसुहृशान्तो मैत्रः करुण आत्मवान् मतजीस् विमुच्यताम् इमं बन्धम् अविद्याकामकर्मजम् सर्वभूतसुहृशान्तो मैत्रः करुण आत्मवान् टेक्स्ट सेकंड सेज मोचयेत् ग्रस्त आत्मानं योषिन् मायात्म आत्म मायया विक्रीडितो यवैवाहं क्रीडा मृग इवाधमः सो ट्रांसलेशन वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग विमुच्य हैविंग बिकम फ्री फ्रॉम तम दैट इमं दिस बंधम बॉन्डेज अविद्या ड्यू टू इग्नोरेंस काम ड्यू टू लस्टी डिजायर कर्मजम कॉज्ड बाय एक्टिविटीज सर्वभूत ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज सुहृत फ्रेंड शांत वेरी पीसफुल मैत्रः फ्रेंडली करुणा मर्सीफुल आत्मवान सेल्फ रियलाइज्ड मोचये आई शैल डिसएंटैंगल ग्रस्तम इनकेज्ड आत्मानम माय सोल योषित माया इन द फॉर्म ऑफ वुमन आत्ममायया बाय द इल्यूजरी एनर्जी ऑफ द लॉर्ड विक्रीडितः प्लेड विथ यया बाय विच एव सर्टनली अहम आय क्रीडामृगः अकंट्रोल्ड एनिमल इव लाइक अधमः सो फॉलन Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Because of identifying oneself with the body, one is subjected to desires for sense gratification, and thus one engages in many different types of pious and impious activities, action. This is what constitutes material bondage. Now, I shall disentangle myself from material bondage, which has been caused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead's illusory energy in the form of woman. Being a most fallen soul, I was victimized by the illusory energy and have become like a dancing dog led around by a woman's hand. Now, I shall give up all lusty desires and free myself from this illusion. I shall become a merciful, well-wishing friend to all living entities and always absorb myself in Krishna consciousness. Purport. This should be the standard of determination for all Krishna conscious persons. A Krishna conscious person should free himself from the clutches of Maya, and he should also be compassionate to all others suffering in those clutches. The activities of the Krishna consciousness movement are meant not only for the oneself but for others also. This is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. One who is interested in his own salvation is not as advanced in Krishna consciousness as one who feels compassion for others and who therefore propagate the Krishna consciousness movement. Such an advanced devotee will never fall down, for Krishna will give him special protection. That is the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness movement. Everyone is like a play toy in the hands of the illusory energy and is acting as she moves him. One should come to Krishna consciousness to release him oneself and also to release others. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Ruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So welcome all the devotees for today's Bhagavatam class. Vimuchyatam imam bandham vidya kama karmajam sarvabhut shurushanto maitraha karuna atmaman mocet grasta atmanam yoshinmay atma mayaya vikridato yavayavaham kranamara ivadamaha. Because of the identifying oneself with the body, one is subject to desire for sense gratification, and thus one engages in many different types of pious and impious action. This is what constitutes material bondage. Now, I shall disentangle myself from the material bondage, which has been caused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead's illusory energy in the form of woman. Being a most fallen soul, I was victimized by the illusory energy and have become like a dancing dog led around by a woman's hand. Now, I shall give up all lusty desires and free myself from this illusion. I shall become a merciful, well-wishing friend to all living entities and always absorb myself in Krishna consciousness. Here we see the kind of three places this now he has been Ajamil, who has all the good qualities in Satyuga mentioned is mentioned by the first chapter of Bhagavad, sixth canto, first chapter of sixth canto. Their description of all the good qualities of Ajamil comes. And now he is lamenting that I have been allured by opposite gender. I have wasted so much time without understanding the purpose of life that now I have realized by the association or hearing the talks of these two different varieties of people like Yamudutas and Vishnudutas, and he realizes that so many time has wasted. I cannot delay. Even moments delay is like drinking a poison for him. And he resolves that now with the firm determination I will go and perfect my life. So today we will talk about how the determination plays a role and how important it is in the devotee's life to continuously have it. So some people may say, as per the Bhagavad Gita, if you see, the determination is mentioned in the three modes. In Satoguna, determination is like it is unbreakable. And it is control. The activity of mind and senses. If determination is strong, then it controls the activities of mind and senses in Satoguna. And then it is sustained by the some spiritual practice. Directly Prabhupada writes yoga practice. Here we can say some form of spiritual practice only, which is you are not desiring for some fruity results. Because if you desire any fruity result from your determination or activity, it immediately falls into category of rajoguna, passion, mode of passion. So with the desire for fruity results or have sense gratification, to desire of sense gratification, advancement of civilization or materialistic causes or making material prosperity, if that is the goal, that determination falls in the category of passion. If you have a determination and do not do anything, like you are dreaming only, you made something and then you forget about it, that determination falls under the category of ignorance. It is characterized by four things: dreaming, fear, lamentation and moroseness. Means you have such a determination by which you cause these activities or these qualities come under other people. Some people try to rule others in a such a way that they become so harsh, they give pain to the other living entities. So their determination falls under the category of ignorance, not even in the passion, causing pain to other living entities. So dream, either you are dreaming, not doing anything, or you are determined to do something, but it causes a fear in the heart of others, lamentation in others, or moroseness, and giving them any kind of pain, physical or mental, that falls in the category of ignorance. So we hear, this is from the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So in various places, Lord mentions about the determination, how it is important. But if we see the history, when the Arjuna comes, he is a very skilled person, very knowledgeable in the skill of archery. Nobody can match him because he has protected even devatas. His father, Indradev, called him to fight the people, enemy or asuras, whom they were not collectively able to defeat them. He single-handed defeated all this Nivat Kavachas in the night time. So that was the valor and skill level of the Arjuna. But as soon as he sees his family members, relatives and friends, he became baffled and his determination goes out to fight. Although he has a skill, but he has lost his willpower to fight. So to that person who is affected by the aham mamiti concept, this bodily concept, basically his all arguments based on the body only or material consideration, not the spiritual background. The Lord rejects all this and answers him whatever question he had, and eventually he says, Karishye Vachanam Tava. He becomes determined. So Gita is like the person who has lost the hope in the life, to encourage that person to continue his spiritual activity or even to that matter material activity. So many people have lost the hope, but to encourage them, this is the one book. That's why Bhagavad Gita is called the book of life. It is not religious scripture or book. It is called book of life. How you will live the life when you have got the body? So Bhagavad Gita says this. The Ajamil had this good qualities, which is mentioned in the last chapter, first chapter of sixth canto. And then here he is making resolve that I will practice these qualities. And the contrast you see in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, when the Lord mentions, who is dear to me? All these qualities which is referred by here, Ajamil, all these qualities are mentioned by the Lord there also. Those who have these qualities, they are dear to me. Sarvabhut Shuhr Shanto Maitra Karuna Atmaman. So all these qualities are the qualities of the devotee, which makes devotees or practitioner of spirituality dear to the Lord, or helps him perfect his life. So these good qualities cannot be given up. They are not spiritual in total, but they are the stepping stone. They are in the mode of goodness, helps you connect to the supreme, or you can say the beyond the mode of goodness is Turiya, Sutta Sattva. So if you want to go there, you need to have these qualities in one, or practice this in your lifetime. Just an example, if the student, he wants to give examination for the 10th standard or 12th standard. If he reaches 9th standard, then he is qualified to give examination 10th standard. Similarly, if he is in the 11th standard, he is become qualified to give examination in 12th standard. If somebody thinking, I am in the 5th standard, I will not study for further, I will not go to 9th standard, I will give examination directly. Rarest of rare cases it is possible, but not to all people. General principle is, gradually, step by step, you clear all the examinations academically, and then in the after when you reach 9th standard or pass the 9th standard, you go to the next standard. 10th standard examination is easy for you. It becomes easy and gradual also. There is less chances that you will fail in that attempt. But those who are directly trying, for more chances for them are to fail. Similarly, we request devotees to, it is encouraged, the Lord expectation is devotee practice while living in this world, good qualities. You practice these qualities, have relationship with other living entities, Maitra, Karuna, Sadbhavana, and then Prabhupada in one sense, the highest form of friendship or highest form of any compassion you can have for the living entity is to preach him about the Lord. Bring him somehow or other closer to the Krishna. That's what will help him. Just like it is in JOSD classes, always the example is given. One who is, if the child is lost, somebody is trying to give him clothes, somebody trying to give him comfortable place to live, somebody is trying to give him eatables, somebody consoling him, praising him, giving him the good words. All these things are very temporary in nature. It will not make the child permanently happy. But if somebody brings the child to his father or leaves him at home somehow or other, the child is eternally happy in that sense. And he, all his needs were also fulfilled, which were fulfilled there. So needs and his happiness is permanently taken care of once he reaches the home. Similarly, if you bring any living entity and connect to the Krishna, so all his problems will be solved. And he will become eternally happy. So while Rupa Goswami mentions giving Upadeshamrita, how we have to practice Krishna consciousness, or Sadhaka Sut starts, do's and don'ts, everything is mentioned. In that, one of the do's is Usahan Nishchaya Dhairya Tattat Karma Parvartanat Sangh Tyago Satyo Vritte Shadabhir Bhakti Prasiddhyati. If you want to advance in Krishna consciousness, go closer to Krishna, develop love for Krishna, and desire to practice spirituality, then you have to have determination. Without determination, you cannot practice this Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, our lower tendency is this. The environment is unfavorable. People around, unfavorable. Our own nature inside is unfavorable. Outside, inside, unfavorable. Then where is the possibility that we can practice this spirituality, or we have chance to successfully complete the practice of Krishna consciousness and attain the Supreme Lord or develop love for the Lord? So we have to tattat karma paravartana. Step by step, gradually we have to cultivate the determination. So one place, in one article, Chaitanya Charanpuru writes about determination. What is the definition of determination? Determination means that we exercise our free will constructively using our intelligence guided by scriptures. So we have to do certain activity in the way which helps us, helps others, by using our intelligence. At the same time, it should be in the line of the Shastra, scriptural, not whimsical, or somebody has said in that way. Scriptural should be the guide of the person. Then he is in the right path. For specially determination, such discipline practice gradually takes us to the state of purification. Why we are here? Because of contamination. Some contamination in the beginning, and then it gradually, because of our longer stay in the world, it has just piled up, increased in the very large quantity. If you want to get rid of it, you have to have determination under the guidance of, act in a way under the guidance of scriptures and the intelligence, so that you gradually get rid of all these impurities which is accumulated in the heart for the billions of lifetime. What will happen after purification? He again gives the definition of purification. Purification means our consciousness has been cleaned of impurities and we perceive sense objects externally. It is not that if you become determined and purified, you will stop seeing the objects of senses. They are there. They exist and it is reality. But temporary reality. They are there in front of, and they are always going to allure us. Till what time? Prak sharira vimokshana. Till the time we have this body, their allurements and objects of sense gratification will be there. Temptations will be there. How you fight, that decides your purification. We don't feel allured by them or contemplate them. So purification means one who is purified, he will see the sense objects. He will see there things which are supposed to be not to be eaten. There are things supposed to not to be seen. They come in front of us. They are seeing situations which are not supposed to be. We go and get involved. The situation, things and everything will be come up. But the one who is purified, he will not get allured by them or get involved into them, or he will not be tempted by them repeatedly. He just sees and just moves on. Just like, what you can say, the air is passing. You experience it, but you can't see it and you can't do it anything about it. Those who are purified, they are not affected by it at all. Just passes and they continue their life. So, in one place in the determination section, in Bhagavad Gita 7.28, Lord mentions, Yesham tantagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvandamoha nirmukta bhajante mam dridavrtah. So, persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, are free from the duality of delusion, and they engage themselves in my service with determination. So it is, please do not consider that in this lifetime I can go back to Godhead. It may happen, may not happen. But here says, whatever you have performed, it will never be lost. Whatever advancement you have made, it is permanent. That assurity this text gives, because Prabhupada translate, who have acted piously in previous lives, means purification, the process of purification started from the past life itself. It is not that somebody coming to Krishna consciousness suddenly, he feel like, oh, I have become bhakta. So far I was sinful, now I have become pure devotee. No. It is from gradual progression it is happening, and you are purified from the past life. How many lifetime has taken for anyone to reach the current stage, no one knows. But he should be assured that gradually the process has worked, and that's why I have reached at this stage. And whose sinful actions are completely eradicated. Completely eradicated means he has traces remain by which he is acting. Now he has an option. Should I get tempted or not? He is not completely pure. In one sense you can say he is pure, but he has no past karma because of performance of devotional service. But still he has objects, because the free will is there. Until and unless, till the time this free will is there, we have all possibility. At the last moment also, when the Krishna gives his hand, he has, or in the other sense you can say Vaikuntha Vasis, Vishnu Dutas has come with the aeroplane, and they are giving their hand from the aeroplane, and we are raising our hand to catch his hand and board the flight and go to Vaikuntha. But at the same moment, if you see something and may change your direction, that might be possibility happen. So if that free will is not taken away, neither in this material world nor in the spiritual world, that is the mercy of the Lord, because he don't want to impose himself on us. He want loving relationship. He don't want to force relationship like a dictator or somebody who is controlling by he's using his power. He is all powerful. He can take all of us. We'll be free from all sufferings in a moment. But Lord is so merciful. He gives opportunity to us like a loving father and mother. Child is notorious. He says so many things and does so many things, unwanted, unreasonable. But still, mother and father lovingly tolerates without saying much to him. Similarly, the Lord is also tolerating us. We should be grateful for that, for giving this free will. Some people raise the question, why this free will? Our problems will end. But the purpose will not serve. Then you have to be like a dead matter. Whatever is said, you do it. He has given the free will. You will not be loving the Krishna there also, if he forcibly takes you. So he wants loving relation. That's why he has given the free will. That's the greatest kindness of him. One of his greatest kindness. So this determination, how this determination comes by purification, is mentioned that determination is the fruit of purification. In the previous lives, whatever we have achieved, the result is purification we have gone through. Whatever level of determination we have shown in the practice of spiritual activities, that level kind of advancement we have made. Purification means advancement in spiritual life. You have practiced certain level of determination, activities in spirituality, that level you are gradually upgraded. And these fruits manifest from द रूट ऑफ डिटर्मिनेशन वी प्रेजेंटली हैव. समबडी सेड आई एम सो सिनफुल, आई एम नॉट प्योरिफाइड, हाउ कैन आई प्रैक्टिस कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस? नो. सो वट एवर यू हैव एट प्रेजेंट बाई यूजिंग दैट स्ट्रेंथ यू हैव टू प्रैक्टिस और यूज डिटर्मिनेशन फॉर द पर्पज ऑफ प्योरिफिकेशन. सो दिस करंट आवर स्टेटस इज लाइक अ रूट विच विल गिव द फ्रूट ऑफ प्योरिफिकेशन इन द फॉर्म ऑफ डिटर्मिनेशन एंड प्रैक्टिस ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस. नो स्टेज वी कैन क्राई लाइक वी हैव वीक डिटर्मिनेशन, वी कैन नॉट फोकस, देन इट इज लाइक saying that I have a disease, I cannot get well or cannot get rid of my diseases. So whatever determination we have to focus on our purification, and gradually by using this only we'll be more determined and more purified. How it takes, just give you one or two examples. Just like there is a person, when we go for preaching in Vikramgarh, so our satsang bhavan kind of samaj hall is there. Many devotees used to come, youngsters. And the first floor is gym. Those who used to come to spirituality or the one weekly satsang for 1.5 hour. Now they are going to gym. These boys are lean and thin. Now they have developed the muscles. So similarly, the person when he went into gym or bodybuilding, he has very fragile muscles. But because lifting small, small weights, he has developed the weight. Now he can lift kgs and hundreds of kgs. Similarly, in our current determination, whatever we have minimal, if we do, what we do, we will talk next. Certain activities, then it will gradually develop our muscles and we will become more, more determined. Determination level increases. It will not happen suddenly, but gradually it will happen. Just other example, in medical fraternity we give, like those who are patients, having severe loose motion and vomiting, whatever they eat or drink, it is vomited or just passed from behind. If this person is not given medication, one may reason that, oh, this person is passing everything from behind and vomiting everything. What is the point of giving anything to eat or any medicine or anything to eat? If you don't do anything, disease will persist and he will eventually die. Similarly, if we don't take care of our current situation, we will rot in this material world only. Though there is no shortcut, but we have to practice it. This person or patient is given medication along with some food. And then suddenly he vomits and suddenly something parts he passes. But something remains there, which increases his strength. And gradually by this practice, he became healthy. This is in our practice in current modern life. The scientific fraternity, everyone knows how it has to be practiced. Similarly, if we practice whatever determination we have and cultivate on it. So what we have to do, make our choices which are better as per our capacity, which enhances our consciousness, increases our determination. What three ways we'll do? Live a pure life. Try to avoid the negative and take the positive. Live a pure life. And thirdly, stop the impure actions. The life and action has to be in gist with it. So whatever you can do that much only. If you try to do extra, you will fail, miserably fail, and you will lose your determination or become morose. You will not do anything. Then from goodness, you will go into the mode of ignorance. Determination will go into tamoguna, moroseness. So practice of spirituality in the mode of goodness. So maintain that, you have to balance it and properly perform it. So one may say, why this temptation comes, we get tempted by it. Why we are so vulnerable to these temptations? It shows that we are alone, not sufficient. We need help. And who is the best help? Krishna himself. We need Krishna in our life, day-to-day life or everywhere, to practice Krishna consciousness and perfect our life. So we are in the need of Krishna and we need it. When we get it, then we gradually advance. Second thing is, if we are able to resist Krishna the temptations which are coming in front of us, then we'll feel proud. We feel like, oh, we did it. We are now advanced. But actually, instead of advance, we lack Krishna consciousness, absorption or loving absorption in Krishna consciousness, but we feel like absorbed. What is the example? So many people materially, they are so determined, they achieve so much, but they are not the lovers of Krishna. Our goal is to love Krishna, absorbed in the loving service of Krishna, but that's not the point. Others, they are not doing it, but they are so determined for material and fruitive other activities. You see some people who goes to Himalayas in spiritual fraternity, practicing spirituality, but they are not Krishna conscious. Their determination is so strong that no devotee can go and live in the Himalayas without clothes. But they are living in the Kopin for years and decades together. But devotees cannot. Devotees go in the outs, just if they move out of the house, they need a cap just to walk in the sun. They are putting fire on the four sides and then sun is on top. So much determination have they have to perform these austerities. Devotees lack that. So having determination to perform certain activity doesn't necessarily equal to your loving absorption in Krishna. That may be differ. So we are working to absorb ourselves in the loving devotional service of Krishna, to serve him positive way. So failure of determination, lack of determination, or showing that determination not the sign, but advancement is the sign in Krishna consciousness of real determination. So we one more time we can give example of when we are lured by this temptations, our tendency this goes down gradually because of absorption in Krishna or Krishna bhakti. Just like an example, there are if the child is given 100 rupees, 100 rupees, 100 rupees, 100 rupees, he will take from both the hands, try to catch whatever he comes. But somebody gives him 1,000 rupees, he will take one hand and he is more than that. Unless any person experiences knowledge, what is the value of 1,000, what is the value of 100 rupees, he will say two notes is more than 1,000. No, one who is in knowledge, practice and understands it, he will catch 1,000 only, even though one hand is empty. So similarly, this way, sometimes this line of performance of determination or certain activities in Krishna consciousness so long that we feel like whole day is occupied with Krishna consciousness. We are so Krishna conscious, but they are so shallow in the nature. The line is there, but it is completely almost invisible. There, it is there or not there for the all material purposes. You cannot recognize the big line is existing. What is this? The lack of absorption in Krishna consciousness. Or monotonous way. You are doing activities without being absorbed in the Krishna consciousness, without putting your heart. It has become automatically. Yes, morning, wake up, go for Mangala Aarti, have Tulsi Puja, this thing, that thing, and finally sit for Japa and done. Prasad come, done. Ped bhar gaya. Then now service is done. All tick mark is going on, but there is no absorption in Krishna consciousness. It will not result it. But this line, which is big, even if comparatively it is small, but full absorption is there, then it will be so dark that this 1,000 rupees can surpass the 100 of materialistic life. But even if we have lack, but we lack the real absorption in Krishna consciousness, it goes in auto mode, autopilot mode. Then it will not bear such a fruit. The His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj give one example, of the fishes. All the fishes, once they're swimming on the surface, they are caught by the other various kinds of birds. But those who are swimming deep, absorbed, they cannot be caught by the Maya. Similarly, devotee, those who are absorbed, they cannot be caught by or tempted by the illusions of materialistic life. They cannot be tempted. But those who are superficial and shallow, they will be definitely tempted and get deviated from path. Maybe for this lifetime, 1 year, 2 year, 1,000 year, many lifetime, we don't know. But that will suddenly happen due to the lack of absorption. So with the determination, we need absorption in practice of Krishna consciousness, and then it will bear real fruits. So this, the quality determination is mentioned as one of the qualities of the devotee. It is mentioned as the 20 objects of knowledge. This is one of the quality determination. Dhruti is mentioned there in 16th chapter. And in the 11th canto, the determination is also mentioned one of the qualities of the Lord. It is not material. That's why it is very close to spiritual practices. So one who is practicing Krishna consciousness with determination, he will involve and purified. वन हु इज कंप्लीटली प्यूरिफाइड ही डू नॉट नीड डिटर्मिनेशन और प्यूरिफिकेशन बिकॉज ही इज प्यूरिफाइड इट इज नेचुरल फॉर हिम टू प्रैक्टिस कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस बट द टेम्प्टेड आर दोज हु जस्ट आर नॉट प्यूरिफाइड एट दिस सो दिस डिटर्मिनेशन एंड प्यूरिफिकेशन दिस रिक्वायरमेंट ऑफ आवर्स इट इज माइंड बट दोज हु आर ऑलरेडी फुल्ली कृष्ण कॉन्शियस दे डोंट नीड बिकॉज दे आर नॉट एट ऑल इन दिस रियल ऑल्दो इज दिस वर्ल्ड दे आर नॉट ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड जस्ट लाइक अ लोटस ऑल्दो इन द वॉटर अनटच्ड बाई इट अनअफेक्टेड बाई इट सो सिक्स कैंटो अगेन लॉर्ड मेन्शंस डिवोटीज इनकरेजेस दिस योगीज स निश्चयेन योक्तव्यम यू हैव टू प्रैक्टिस एनीथिंग जस्ट टू बियर रिजल्ट इफ यू वॉन्ट दी योर एक्टिविटीज टू रिजल्ट टू गिव यू सम रिजल्ट विच यू कैन एक्सपीरियंस फॉर टेंजिबल रिजल्ट यू हैव टू प्रैक्टिस विद ग्रेट डिटर्मिनेशन स निश्चयेन योक्तव्यम 6.24 एंड भगवद्गीता 9.30 ही सेज अपि चेतसु दुराचारो भजते मामनन्य भाग साधुरेव समन्तव्य सम्यक व्यवतिष्ठतो हि सः इवन इफ वन कमिट्स द मोस्ट अबोमिनेबल एक्शन इफ ही इज एंगेज्ड इन डिवोशनल सर्विस ही इज टू बी कंसिडर्ड सेंटली बिकॉज ही इज प्रॉपरली सिचुएटेड इन डिटर्मिनेशन तो रियल डिटर्मिनेशन इज प्रैक्टिस ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस अदर देन दैट इज नॉट कंसिडर्ड बाय द लॉर्ड दैट बिकॉज ऑफ योर पास एक्टिविटीज और कर्मास यू विल रिसीव इट एनी हाउ इधर यू पुट एफर्ट और नॉट मोर और लेस यू विल रिसीव इट But to achieve the Krishna consciousness, you have to put effort. And in that, if you're failing, there's no problem. Lord is ready to accept. When we fail, we feel like, oh my God, I'm rejected. I failed. What will happen now? Will I get the results? No. When you fail, you do not get any results in the outside world, the materialistic conception. But when we fail in the spirituality, still we are a success. So knowing this, we should continue. So you'll see one or two examples of devotees who have practiced this Krishna consciousness. जड़ भरत महाराज और किंग जड़ भरत ही केम ही वॉज प्रैक्टिसिंग कृष्ण कॉन्शियस एंड सडन हैपन ही वॉज अल्यूड बाई द डियर एंड ही पुट्स हिज माइंड इन टू एट द लास्ट मोमेंट ही रिमेंबर्स एंड देन ही गेट्स नेक्स्ट लाइफ द डियर्स लाइफ बट स्टिल ही इमिडिएटली विद द डिटर्मिनेशन लीव्स होम एंड गोज एंड एसोसिएट विद द डिवोटीज एंड गिव्स अप हिज बॉडी सेकेंड एग्जाम्पल इज Even Ajamil, this case. Here, he was having saintly qualities in between such a long life, impious life, and then now he has waken up. So now I have to practice this Krishna consciousness again. He goes, and this very lifetime he achieves. He goes home back to Godhead. This lifetime with this body, such a long duration of sinful life. But the Bharata Maharaj who had practiced so long, but he failed to achieve that, he has to take two more lifetime. Why? Because antakale cha mamiva smaranuktva. The last moment of his life, he remembered Krishna and he remembered. So whatever way you are living your life, doesn't matter. But at the same time, last moment you have to remember it. That is a more important point. So unless and until you practice throughout the life, it is not possible to remember at the last moment. Because whatever you have done lifetime, it will come at the moment of death. So similarly, Dhruva Maharaj was hurt. He has material objective. He was sent by his mother. He goes there. He practice whatever sadhana bhakti is given by the Narada Muni. And he achieves whatever he desired. Lord blessed him that you in this lifetime you will enjoy this. All your desires will be fulfilled. You will go home bhakti Godhead. And he remembers. Somebody guided him. And his mother is also liberated along with him. Next example is Prahlada Maharaj. He practices, although for Dhruva Maharaj, the situation unfavorable. He went there and performed great austerity. But it was more difficult for Prahlada Maharaj because he was staying in the home and father wants to kill him. And father becomes happy. He would have said, why I need, I can practice, let my father die and I can practice after him also, Krishna consciousness. Why from childhood? I become king, I will make the whole kingdom as a devotee. Or I have everything comfortable, why to go against my father's will? Let's wait. Or not to practice Krishna consciousness, although he have a long life. He didn't say. He says this, since birth it is natural for him because he was purified enough. It was very natural for him to practice Krishna consciousness. This way, not only he, but he also recommends his father and his son and other family members become devotee. Next example is Bali Maharaj. he was rejected by his guru. He was supposed to be taken, everything was taken from him, but still he didn't give up the Krishna consciousness. What he achieved? He achieved the Lord, becoming his doorkeeper in the loka, where he has no anxiety or fear. With whom he is living? All his family members, relatives, friends, kingdom people, whoever he opted, they all living in Sutar Loka, and his material desires will also be fulfilled. So no point we can say the practice of Krishna consciousness, by practice of Krishna consciousness we lose anything. We only tend to gain. Only we have to pass a certain examination to gain access what is unfolding. So one had to make the plan with determination. Seventh canto says Bhagavatam. So how you can achieve success in spiritual life? Asankalpa jayate kamaha. By making plan with the determination, you can give up the desire of sense gratification, material, or you will not be tempted by this world, and you can achieve perfection in spirituality. Asankalpat jayate kamaha. You have to make plan, and then accordingly you can succeed in spiritual life. Then Bhagavatam 11th canto says, Swabhav vijayam shauryam. Our tendency, swabhav, nature has become to succumb to this temptations or material sense gratification, whatever comes in front, we get tempted repeatedly. So real heroism, if you want to show, is win over your own nature. Not to winning enemy, anyone else outside, but our own nature, if you are winning, that is the sign of the real hero. Swabhavam vijayam shauryam. So one devotee. So what are the ways by practicing, we have heard so much that these things has to be done. Now where and how we can achieve the success is, firstly we need a devotee's association. Example we have given Bharat Maharaj. He had no devotee, but Indradumna Maharaj also alone practicing Krishna consciousness. Both were there on the stage of bhava, but still because of there was no devotee, they kind of, I can say, they lack protection, which would have come at the time if they were devotees. So if devotees are there, we are assured. Because the Lord is there, if you are in the room, our own, we have to perform sadhana bhakti, then very less chances we can practice, somebody may not practice. If you are sleeping and wasting time, Lord will not come and say, Bhagavatam, come on, read, I am here. Or mantra will not come and say, chant, or somebody else, something other, prasad will not come and say, eat. Lord will not guide us. If devotee is there, if the prasad is lying, he will say, eat it. Why you are wasting it? Bhagavatam is there. He said, you are wasting your time. Just read the Bhagavatam. Hear something. So devotees are also there. If you are not willing, just like in our room, two people are staying. So even if you are sleeping, it's a time of Mangala Arati. Somebody is there bathing or come out. He is chanting shloka. He is chanting some mantra. You cannot sleep. You have to wake up and go. Even if you are a family person, you are a family member, the wife has woken up and the husband cannot sleep now. He has to practice Krishna, hear something. Even if he desires or no desire, he has to, because somebody else is there, he is practicing. He has made the environment so surcharged with spiritual life that he has no other option just to get carried away with it and advancing Krishna consciousness. That was the benefit of having devotee association. So one, second, it sustains our determination or helps advancement in determination, practice of Krishna consciousness. Second, accountability partner. We need a partner accountability. When their devotees are there, we share our heart. We say to them what we are planning to do. Just like some friend says, hey, there is Gaur Purnima. What is your resolution? Tell me. What you are planning to do? What you are planning to hear, read? What? And then you have to commit something or other. Otherwise, he will feel like, oh. Or when he sees you are lacking something, he will say, no, make plan, make resolution, and tell me if you are doing it or not. So that way, if we have our accountability partner, they will help us advance in Krishna consciousness. Practice of Krishna consciousness means increase in determination and increase in purification. So somebody is there to guide us, protect us. We should not feel like, oh, I have grown up. Why is he asking questions? He is thinking he is better than me or what? If you think like that, we are doomed. We'll lose our protector. So always a better situation is have somebody on the top who guides us, looks towards us. Whenever we are wrong, we'll be protected. That is best for us. Thirdly, When we make resolution, accountability, we give and promise something, then we have to cultivate good habits just to sustain and meet the promises and live in the devotee association, in devotee's circle. Like some people in the determination they make, now I want to give up this bad habit, I want to give up this bad habit, I want to get rid of this. So negative, negative, negative. How long you can survive or sustain in Krishna consciousness by negative thinking? No. So replace it by positive. I want to do this. I don't want to get rid of this. That's a secondary. But definitely I want to get rid of this. That's secondary thing. Primary thing is what I will do that takes my time. Similarly, some people have a habit of wasting time on the phone. Let's say 1 hour, 2 hour we spend on the phone unnecessarily. But something related to work also done. But it done in a half an hour, and 1.5 hour is simply wasted. But other 1.5 hour, you need to fill your time with so much Krishna consciousness that you do not have time for this unnecessary wasting. So this way, you have to replace the habits by positive and good habits. And maintaining focus, we can achieve success in Krishna consciousness. That's the role of determination. Today is Govind Ghosh, Govind Thakur is famously known as. His disappearance day. We'll summarize something about him in 5 minutes. So, Gaura Ganodos Deepika mentions Kalavati Rasolasa Gunatunga Prajasthitaha Shri Vishakha Kritam Gitam Gayanti Smadhyata Mataha Govinda Madhavananda Vasudeva Yat Kritam Kramam. So translation goes, Govinda Madhav and Vasudeva were three gopis in Vraja, namely Kalavati, Rasollas and Gunatunga, who used to sing the songs composed by Vishakha Sakhi. So this Govinda Ghosh Thakur or Govinda Ghosh is Kalavati Gopi, as mentioned as per the shloka, and his birthplace is near to Agradip, mainly in Agradip, which is 26 mile north to from Mayapur, where the Lord Chaitanya has taken birth, and in Bardhaman, it falls currently in Bardhaman district of current West Bengal. It mentioned that he belongs to the lineage of Kastas from the North Radhi clan, and then he has three brothers. All of them are poet and singers, greatly famous. And it is mentioned that Govinda Ghosh has learned this art of singing from Vrindavan, not from Gaudadesh, but from Vrindavan. And he was very dear and most accomplished companion of one of the Nityananda Prabhu. He has spent more time with the Nityananda Prabhu, or dear relationship with the Nityananda Prabhu, than the Lord Chaitanya himself, as per Chaitanya Bhagavat. So his few activities we'll see. When there was Mahaprabhu, after coming from Gaya, he started the nocturnal kirtan in Shirvasangan. He is one of the lead singers in Shirvasangan. Second, while going to Kaji's house, that time also, this Govinda Ghosh was the prominent kirtaniya during that time. And third, whenever there was kirtan held by the Lord Chaitanya in the house of the Raghav Pandit, he was the lead singer again. During the Rath Yatra festival, he used one of the prominent leader, and there are eight groups. Among the eight, the fourth group, he was the lead singer along with his two brothers. And then there are junior Haridas, Vishnudas and Raghav Pandit. There are the total six singers in that fourth group. So in Vakreshwar Pandit considered to be the lead dancer in that group, fourth group of Mahaprabhus. And on the instruction of Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he installed the deity in Agradip. So it is mentioned, when the Lord sent Nityananda Prabhu, so Govinda Madhava Vasudeva Tina Bhai Ya Sabara Kirtane Nache Go Chaitanya Nitai. Clear. So these three brothers, whenever used to sing, Gaur and Nitai used to dance in that kirtan. Prabhura Agyaya Nityananda Gaude Chalila Ta Sange Tinajan Prabhu Agya Aila. So when the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Nityananda Prabhu to go to Gaude and preach, then three people accompanied him. Who are the three people? Ramadas Madhav R. Vasudeva Ghosh, Prabhu Sange Rahe Govinda Paiya Santosh. The Ramadas Madhav and Vasudev, His two brothers and one more devotee, Ramdas, they went to Gaudadesh with Nityananda Prabhu, and Govinda Go stayed with Mahaprabhu because Lord wanted to hear his kirtan. So he is such an accomplished singer. So when Lord Chaitanya came to Gauda, so he stayed there, and from there he wanted to go Vrindavan. But during that time, when once he took the prasad and he expected some mouth freshener after prasad, then immediately Govinda Ghosh brought this Mahaprasad Haritaki and other ingredients he gave to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu accepted it, but he admonished him later that how can in a such a short time you are able to arrange this? Means you have stored it. This is not the nature of the sadhu to store the things. Because you have shown this, better you stay here and worship Gopinath deity. He instructed this way that deities were not there. And then he goes to the Ganga and take bath, Govinda Ghosh. And he finds something very hard hit him from the back. But in the moment, he just pushed it aside and took bath and came back. When he was sleeping in the night, he got a dream. Somebody instructed him, go to Ganga and find this Shila and bring it and give it to Mahaprabhu. And the next day he goes there and finds the Shila and brings it. And he sees this Krishna Shila, means stone, big structure of black color. And then he gives it to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu says, don't worry, I know everything. Today sculptor will come and he will carve a good deity out of it. And will name him Gopinath and worshipping and remain here. In this way, the deities were installed. He started serving. He eventually he got married and he had a son and wife. But in very less age, completely you can say very young age, youth, his son and wife, one after another, they passed away. And he lost all desire to serve the deity, Gopinath. Once he was standing there and kind of dozing, the deity came into his dream that why you are not worshipping me? Why you have abandoned me? You should worship me. So he said, now my wife and young child has died. How can I worship you? He says, that Gopinath deity said, that since your one son has died, it doesn't mean that you starve the other one. You have to take care of the other son. He said, what will I gain by serving you? There is no one who can perform my Shraddha ceremony, who will take care of me after I die. The Lord promises him, every year after your death, I will perform your Shraddha ceremony forever. Don't worry. And hearing this word, he becomes happy and he starts serving. And eventually he gives up this mortal world, leaves his body. And he instructed that, don't burn my body, but cremate me near the deities. So they make one samadhi and his body is still there, Govinda Ghosh's, Govinda Thakur's. And still, and every year in the memory of this, today is the disappearance day, the festival of disappearance day of or Shraddha performance ceremony for Govinda Ghosh will be performed in the temple still today. It continues from that time and still continues. Every year the Kusha grass is put in the Lord's hand and he performs all rituals for Govinda Ghosh Thakur. Such an advanced acharya we have, we can pray to them that we can also advance. We are struggling with our anarthas, not having determination, purification. But they are so advanced, although they are in this world, but they are not of this world. To such personalities, we can pray so that our determination to practice Krishna consciousness grows and we also can perfect our life in this lifetime. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If anyone has any comment, questions, सुग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की